broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This is the broadcast for November the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers are absolutely brilliant. And one of the great solutions we have in America today, that's why we don't stand for a revolution, we're against one. We stand for restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We don't need violence. We need peace. The system works, folks. All we've got to do is use the plan, if you will. It's created the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we're convinced a simple return to the principles can do it again. Welcome to the broadcast. We got one day till election. Wow. We got a lot to break down for you today, so we'll just jump right in. First off, Brett Baier, he's with Fox News. FBI sources believe Clinton Foundation case moving towards indictment. Brett Baier, barring obstruction, indictment almost certain in FBI investigation, reports the Daily Caller, reports Mr. Baier of Fox News. It was all over the conservative sites now. James Comey flip-flops once again and says, hey, we're clearing Hillary. There's nothing new here. It's all over. Wow, that's something that ought to take days to break down in the light of the criminal activity we've already evidenced, if you will. It's amazing. It's beyond imagination. So really, Comey wimped out, got sucker punched by Hillary, backing off. He claims there's really a bunch of duplicates in that new email leak. do you believe it? I don't. They're calling it Wienergate, Wiener's wife's computer. Aberdeen had a ton of information on it. Do you really believe they can go through 600 plus thousand emails in less than 10 days and really get a handle on it? I know quite a bit about IT, and I'm telling you right now, that's not possible to do a good job, a thorough job, and really clear somebody's name over. That's for sure. Wow. In fact, they even told you they didn't think they could get it done in time. Now they got it done just in time. They even told you they thought indictments were coming. They even told you there was criminal activity. Now what? Wow. Obstruction of justice everywhere. Now, President Barack Obama, as you know, just threw the power of the White House behind Hillary Clinton. To me, that's criminal activity and election tampering as well. Just my opinion, to which I'm entitled. But you look at that, and it's concerning to say the least. We also talked about this shock poll on Thursday. Trump passed 50% when it comes to definite voters. That's pretty interesting indeed. We also talked about loser Hillary now wants to blame it all on the blacks. The black vote is way down. Yeah, believe it or not, it turns out that in the polling, they make all these assumptions. And one of the assumptions they made is, well, hey, the number of blacks that came out for Barack Obama will come out for Hillary too. Now they're finding that that's just not the case at all. So the blacks are not going for Hillary, and the whites big time are going for Donald. A huge disparity in the poll reality check, which, by the way, we'll break down in more detail as the broadcast unfolds. We also talked about Trump is claiming Hillary totally unhinged. Last week, Hillary was yet interrupted again by, quote, Bill Clinton is a rapist protester. But this time she lost it. She went off and screamed and yelled and had a fit. She's melting down. Because the polls aren't what they seem, folks. The mainstream press lies, lies, lies. We also talked about police had to pepper spray protesters at the Louisiana senatorial debate. It was at a black, traditionally black college, and it was a meltdown to say the least. Everybody's going berserk over David Duke these days. James Edwards emails in and says, hey, no matter what people think about David Duke, hey man, protesters don't have the right to mob cops and attempt to storm a building and shut down a debate. They just don't have that right. Boy, do I agree with that. The double standard of guilt by association. is out of this world, it seems. All right, the question is, should Liberty Roundtable Live interview David Duke? We asked that question. Here's the deal. CNN can interview David Duke and get the details, and they're somehow not racist. They're fine. But if we were to interview David Duke, and by the way, I've never interviewed David in my life. I don't know the man. But in all fairness, should we let David Duke tell you what he thinks, or should we let the mainstream press dictate what David Duke thinks? See, David Duke's supposed to be this nefarious KKK, you know, evil guy that hates blacks and everything else. Is that really the truth? Or does David Duke have a different narrative that you might understand? You don't need to be best friends with David Duke. You don't even need to be friends with him. You don't even need to agree with him. But does he have the same right to free speech as the rest of us? Here's how it is. People can run around and promote abortion and literal murdering of little innocent babies, and we can talk to them. But you can't talk to a David Duke? What's going on around here? In fact, speaking of racism, James O'Keefe released his latest video, catches racism big time by Democratic donors. And they're literally dropping F-bombs, mocking and insulting black people. It's just beyond imagination. We also talked about William F. Wells. He's the nominee on the Libertarian Party. He's the vice presidential candidate. He literally defended Hillary Clinton on Wednesday against attacks from Donald Trump, saying Donald doesn't have the best character either. Okay. Anyway, Donald Trump promises one last glorious surprise for the pundits on Election Day. We'll keep an eye on that ball. That was Thursday's broadcast that we just did a recap of. Things changed so fast in the news. But on Friday, I was on the road. I attended the incredible David Archuleta concert at Tuacon in St. George, Utah. Incredible Red Rocks, beautiful outdoor concert. It was tremendous. And it was fascinating to discuss because, man, David Archuleta's stark contrast to the modern men of perversion we see today in the world. Good for David Archuleta. I enjoyed the concert immensely. And what I brought out during that show primarily was, listen, if the mainstream press controls what you see and hear, they will eventually control what you think and understand. Remember that quote. It's a Sam Bushman original. And I'm telling you right now, if the mainstream press can control what you see and hear, they will eventually control what you think and understand. All right, McMullen attacks Trump on lies of racism. William Johnson apologizes for robocalls against McMullen. Interesting twist of events, huh? Eric Trump also called for the murder of David Duke. We forcefully rejected Eric Trump's bogus assertion. Eric Trump says David Duke deserves a bullet. We disagree. Again, we're against violence, folks. Come on. This is crazy. Sam Bushman forcefully rejects the assassination suggestion of a radio talk show host along with Eric Trump. They're out in the weeds. They're crazy. We'll reject that every time, folks. Thou shalt not kill is our standard, okay? Hour two on Friday, we had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. More lies and conspiracy theories about the so-called Mormon Mafia. Trump campaign, they say, courts militia-linked army to set our nation free. That's another full of lies, desperate attack on Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, and Richard Mack. Wow. The unhinged enemies of liberty are at it again. They just cannot tell the truth. The assertion that we want to overthrow the government is an absolute, complete fabrication. In fact, we stand for the proper role of limited government. But all I can say is, you know what? The founding fathers were attacked plenty of times. And if the Savior Jesus Christ and the founding fathers were attacked, we're glad to link arms with those kind of Americans and the Savior Jesus Christ. We'll do our best to carry the cross of liberty, of honesty, of freedom, of morality, of integrity. You know what? If that's the case, we're in. But the lie that we're violent is bogus. Kirk Crosby, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Our well-known friend in Liberty, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on your radio. Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
Anything you want to say about the recap news and news of the day before we kick off some topics?
Just one thing. Mainstream media will have the effect you suggest if, in fact, we listen to the mainstream media, and I think that's your point, really. We need to be looking at a number of different media outlets before forming our opinions. We can't listen just to the mainstream media. We can't listen just to one person out there. We need multiple perspectives in order to form opinions that have some semblance of accuracy. That's my only comment.
If we allow the mainstream media to control what we see and what we hear, they will eventually control what we understand and what we know. Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, in seconds, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Our country is at a crossroads. Election day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you: Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump or his committee.
Tune in to Liberty News Radio's Political Roundtable 2016, special broadcast of election night coverage on Tuesday, November 8th, features seasoned talk stars, newsmakers, and political commentators together in a live radio and video simulcast, providing news the networks refuse to use. Tune in to our live presentation on election night, Tuesday, November 8th, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on LNR's affiliate stations, internet stream, Roku channel, or the Unlimited Listen line. Visit LibertyNewsRadio.com. Jesse Lee Peterson, Vice Presidential Candidate Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Larry Pratt, Keith Allen, Richard Mack, and surprise guests will report the significant events of this historic election. Liberty News Radio provides the opportunity for constitutional conservatives to gather and share in the excitement when the next president of the United States is announced. Tuesday night, November 8th, election night coverage. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, Lowell Nelson riding shotgun on the broadcast today, CampaignForLiberty.org. Sam Bushman, this is my quote, folks. If we allow the mainstream media to control what we see and hear, they will also control what we know and understand. All right, speaking of that, we're going to talk about movies for a second. And you know, Kurt Crosby loves to talk about movies. And he loves to apply them to our lives. And you know, at first I was kind of cynical on this. I'm just like, man, you know what? A lot of these movies aren't reality. We got to be careful to you know, draw a distinction between reality and fiction, or reality and whatever you see. But you know what? The more Kurt Crosby brings this up, and the more Lowell Nelson and others bring it up, the more I think there's wisdom. in what they're saying and the focus, the parallels we can draw, the lessons that can be learned, if you will. So let's check out some lessons learned by Lowell Nelson from two different movies that just came out this year, Lowell.
They sure did, Sam. One's called Race, and the other is called Spirit of the Game. Both of them very fresh, off the press. And in Race, Jesse Owens' quest to become the greatest track and field athlete in history thrust him onto the world stage of a 1936 Olympics, Sam, where he faces off against Adolf Hitler's version of Aryan supremacy. Now, Jesse Owens, of course, is black, and this is 1936, remember. Great pressure was applied to him as he contemplated the 36 Olympics. Some said he should not participate in the Olympics because, you know, his doing so would amount to condoning the supremacist policies of the Nazi regime. Refusing to participate would bring more attention to the inhumane policies of the Nazi regime and would therefore help to stop such policies, you know, some people thought. There were others, Sam, who urged him to participate in the Olympics for the love of the sport and because, being the world's fastest human on the planet at the time, he could crush the competition. And if he decided not to go, then he would regret that decision the rest of his life. After all, anybody can break a record, even a world record, but someone can never take away an Olympic gold medal from an Olympic champion. And so he's caught in this this tremendous pressure of whether he's going to go participate in the Olympics or not to go. I'm not going to spoil the movie for anybody who wants to go watch it. I can say the movie has some romance in it, some depiction of human error, some repentance, and some forgiveness, which I thought was wonderful. One of the great moments in the movie came...
Boy, do we need more of that, though, Lowell, just to stop for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. When is the last time you saw in a movie portrayed someone being penitent, being contrite, seeking another person's forgiveness? Just very rarely do we see that nowadays. You know, I think back to Frank Capra, the great movie director who directed Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, who directed It's a Wonderful Life. He also directed it, You Can't Take It With You. I mean, just a dozen, at least a dozen of these black and white movies, which are classics. He is the one who said, and I learned this quote long, long time ago, probably 25, 30 years ago now, Sam, but I find there is so much truth to it that I have to repeat it here this morning. He said, it takes great moral courage to speak to your fellow men for 3 hours in the dark, right? When you think about it. And he demonstrated that great moral courage in all the movies he directed and illustrated that. And so there's a little bit of that in this wonderful movie called Race. Now one of the great moments in the movie, Sam, came when one of Jesse Owens' chief competitors, a white European champion. Now, I emphasize the word white for a reason. A white European champion, one of his chief competitors, he reached out in kindness and in the spirit of sport to the black man, Jesse Owens, to encourage him to do his very best in the event in which both of them were competing. And with that understanding, Sam, comes friendship, and with friendship comes peace, and that is certainly what we need more of in this world today. Wonderful movie, The Race.
And it's critical to understand the race didn't relate to race relations, although that's kind of a subtopic. Sometimes words have two meanings. It related to these athletic events back in 1936, right?
You're exactly right, Sam. It does have the double meaning. It was fascinating to see and contrast the effect of the Nazi regime and their policies in Germany in 1936, contrast that with the oppression, say, of various minorities in America. Remember, this is 1936, long before, you know, the civil rights movement in America became popular. Even after Jesse Owens became famous as a runner, as an athlete, he still suffered inhumanity from restaurant owners and store owners, business owners, and so forth, who refused to grant him the normal entrance to their places of business like normal white people, right? I mean, is this very striking? I urge everybody to
yeah, you got to be careful when you say like normal white people, though. Then they'll say you're a racist right there, see?
That's right. That's
you just can't win. And the reality is, let's make it very clear, we believe the Declaration of Independence, all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. In other words, the bottom line is, look, we believe that people should be judged on the content of their character. That doesn't mean we embrace communism. It doesn't mean we embrace racism or anything else. I do believe there's differences in races, though. Differences in capabilities and understanding and circumstances. There's nothing wrong with acknowledging those differences in peoples.
Well, and in those days, in the 1930s, black athletes were pretty scarce. I mean, it was pretty rare to see them. And, you know, in the 40s and 50s, they became more and more dominant and prevalent until today, where they pretty much dominate the athletic scenes. I mean, the black athlete is truly a marvelous specimen. They tend to dominate athletics in pretty much all sports.
Well, and some of it's because many of them are good, and some of it's because of quotas and manipulations, though, too.
Yeah, that's probably true. Now, that gets to the next movie I wanted to highlight, Sam, Spirit of the Game. In this movie, set in the 1950s, 55 and 56, this is 20 years after the race was depicting life in the world. Here in this movie, Mormon missionaries in Australia find a stone-cold reception to their message as they were out proselyting. But the Olympics came to Melbourne in 1956, and the Australian basketball team was pathetic. They needed help. They needed coaching, mentoring. They needed competition. But, of course, the Mormon missionaries were initially forbidden to play basketball with the Aussies. And so it was very interesting how in this movie it came about that Mormon missionaries began to play basketball with the Australians and help them prepare for the Olympics. And along the way, they were able to give other basketball teams who had arrived in Melbourne to play in the Olympics, they were able to give them some competition, because there was a rule in those days that Olympic teams could not compete against each other prior to the Olympics. And so they were able to compete against the Mormon Yankees, they called them. And it turns out the Mormon Yankees, of course, basketball in the Americas was much bigger than it was in most of the countries at this time. And so these collegiate-level basketball players from America were pretty much on par with professional, athletes and the very best of the athletes from other countries. And so they beat every team they played except the Russian team, in which they lost by 6 points. Just incredible. Well, it turns out the love of sport harbored by so many of the Australian people, and because of the respect they had for the Mormon Yankees, they came to accept the Mormon Yankees as missionaries and were willing to listen to their message of hope and peace and love.
Ladies and gentlemen, we learn important lessons from these two movies. Common ground, understanding, friendship, peace, forgiveness, the list goes on and on. Check them out today.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania's Bethesda Mission, which provides food and shelter to the homeless, has declined food from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and other federal agencies because accepting it would require that they discontinue prayer and other faith-based activities that are part of their ministry. "We don't force our faith on anybody else," Executive Director Chuck Wingate explains. "But we find the whole idea that the government's going to come in and tell us what we can and cannot do in our own facility to be out of bounds, especially in matters of faith." You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. Last July, reports the Wall Street Journal, a schism opened up within the FBI and the Justice Department over inquiries into the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton's illegal diversion of State Department communications to a non-secure email server. Senior law enforcement officials sought to condense what was at times a sprawling cross-country effort and told agents to limit their pursuit of the case, the paper reports. That led to frustrations among some investigators who viewed FBI leadership as uninterested in probing the foundation. Others involved disagreed sharply, defending FBI bosses. Such internal tensions are common, and it isn't unusual for field agents to favor a more aggressive approach than supervisors and prosecutors think is merited. But the internal debates about the Clinton Foundation show the high stakes when such disagreements occur surrounding someone who is running for president. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to libertynewsdaily.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
And this half hour, Liberty Roundtable Live, is brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Check it out today. And then after you go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become a member and learn how to win, 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 then you can go to Kirk Crosby's Patriot Printing and get incredible printing deals. You can also ask him about raw honey when you call him to learn more. Delivered directly to your door. 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or simply call, or I'm just simply email. You can call too, but email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. All right, we're talking to our guest, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, doing a great job in the beautiful Olympic state of Utah. Sam Bushman, if we allow the mainstream to control what we see and hear, they will control what we think and understand. Lesson learned from two movies. One's called Race. The other one's called Spirit of the Game. We learn examples of understanding, friendship, common ground, peace, forgiveness, and more. Now, before we finish this topic, I've got 2 points to make. One of them is that James Edwards, well-known fellow talk show host of the Political Cesspool radio program, is absolutely abused. They call him a racist, a white supremacist. The list goes on and on. I personally defend him. They've even started to call me that just because I know James. Just because I'm friends with James. This guilt by association is crazy. The reason that I bring it up is because when Donald Trump had a rally in Memphis, Tennessee, James went to it live, got appropriate media credentials, attended. I literally hosted his show as the anchor while he was on the ground. In the venue, because he was afraid if he got disconnected, he needed someone to kind of hold the fort down. So I did that. The point that I'm getting at is all the media people were in this media area. And once everybody got in there, it was kind of locked, or what, not locked, but closed, where you couldn't get in from the outside. Locked, I guess, is the right word. And there was a black person who got there late and needed entrance, and nobody would even look up from their booths or do anything. They just simply ignored him. James Edwards went over and let the woman in. And good on James. The point is, we practice what we preach is the reason that I bring it up. Why? Because we believe in the traditions and the beliefs and the founding fathers. President George Washington had a comment about this very issue, Lowell, that we cannot skip.
Thank you, Sam, for mentioning him. In his farewell address, he said essentially, let's be friends with anybody who wants to be friends with us. Let's trade with any country who wants to trade with us. Right? I mean, he that was good advice in the 1790s. It is good advice now. It reminds me of 4 years ago, even 8 years ago, when Ron Paul was on the campaign trail, he would often mention Vietnam. As you know, in the 1960s and 70s, we were over there shooting up Vietnam, killing Vietnamese. And look, just 50 years later, from that tempestuous times when we were meddling in their affairs and really messing with their country, in the 50 years since, we have developed trade relations with them. We don't despise them. They don't despise us. Well, at least I don't think they do. We trade with them. They trade with us. They're a richer nation because of that trade. And so that's really a great example of the kind of relations we ought to have. We should take President Washington's advice and trade with nations, be friendly with all, make alliances with none, but be friendly and trade with all nations who want to do so, and then hold up Vietnam as an example of our doing just that, and point to the blessings of peace and prosperity that come from such a policy.
And Lowell, where could we be had we done that from the beginning, huh?
Wow. I think of all the trouble that's stirred up in the Middle East, the hornet's nests that are just abuzz, and all of the lives lost, not just American servicemen and women, but civilian lives lost in Yemen and Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan, Iraq, and the list goes on and on, Sam.
And the same lessons can be learned from these two movies. One's called Race. The other one's called Spirit of the Game, and now we're talking about reality and war versus peace and George Washington's vision, his hope, his admonition, if you will. In his farewell address, let's trade with those who want to trade with us. Let's be friends with anyone who wants to be friends with us. Now you go back in the same reality, understanding, friendship, peace, forgiveness, kindness, friendship. Those are the things that, well, they kind of cross it all, don't they?
They sure do, Sam. I pray for peace every day. And we just need more of it in the world around us. And the way to peace is understanding. And the way to understanding is to find common ground. And there's a lot of common ground between cultures, among peoples, among nations. And so let's just find the common ground. Let's be fair with one another. Let's think of our brothers and sisters in the Middle East just as we think of our brothers and sisters here in this land, and let's find that common ground. Let's come to understanding, and let's enjoy the blessings of peace and prosperity that result from that policy.
And there's two issues that I want to bring up. One of them is basically filthy lucre driving war. You got War Profits, a public relations firm, getting $500 million. To spin the Iraq war, to kind of keep it in the mind of the people. We got a 15-year war going on in Afghanistan. Break that down a little bit. I know it's kind of skipping order a little bit, Lowell, but I think it's important to kind of lay this out since we're directly on the topic. We seem to never learn our lessons, sir.
That's right, Sam. you've mentioned the, the news report from the Bureau of Investigative Journalism, which is a group in the UK. They uncovered the fact that the Pentagon gave Bell Pottinger, which is a PR firm in the UK, $540 million. That's over half a billion dollars to run a top-secret propaganda program in Iraq from about 2005 to 2011. So 5 or 6 years there, that's roughly $1 million per year spent on a PR firm to create short TV segments in the style of Arabic news networks and fake insurgent videos. This was our Pentagon, ladies and gentlemen, paying a PR firm in the UK to spin lies, to propagate lies in Iraq. They use three labels on their material. A white label says who, in other words, they provided attribution if it was a white labeled media piece. A gray label did not provide attribution, and a black label was attributed to someone else. And so they color coded these things, and if it had a black label on, then they attributed it to somebody else who did not make it. And so this absolutely false.
In other words, it was basically an absolute funding for propaganda, for absolute lies to foment another war or to keep war alive.
Absolutely, because these warmongers make a pretty penny when they sell weapons and armament to the nations that are involved in war. For them, it's a windfall, because if you're going to war, you have to buy a lot of bombs, a lot of planes, a lot of tanks, and so forth. And so if you can foment war and get people to fight each other, that means more profit for your company. This is absolutely despicable what these companies do.
And it is flat out evil, sir.
And it's evil what our government did to go along with these companies. That's the evil. It's just evil what they did, ladies and gentlemen. And we have to stop it. You know, if there were good men and women, I realize there are good men and women in the Pentagon. Absolutely, good people there, but the decision makers on this particular decision were not good men and women. They actually fomented war, which resulted in the death and dismemberment of thousands more people in Iraq between 2005 and 2011. That is pure evil.
And the only reason that the people tolerated over there and the only reason that the people tolerated over here is because if we let the mainstream media control what we see and hear, they will control what we think and understand, folks. I mean, I don't know how to hammer that quote home, but I'm telling you, it relates here, too, because if we knew the truth of the matter, we wouldn't stand for it, sir.
I absolutely wouldn't, Sam. And 15 years of war in Afghanistan, you mentioned.
By the way, isn't that the longest war we've ever had in our history?
That is, absolutely, the longest war in U.S. history. And, Sam, there is no end yet in sight.
And it's never even been declared. If you follow the supreme law of the land, there must be a declaration of war for sustained war, if you will. That's never been done either.
You're exactly right, Sam. Since the declaration of war on Germany and Japan in the 1940s, our Congress has not declared a war since. There has not been a constitutionally declared war since the 1940s in the United States of America.
All right. By the way, there's 24 hours or less. You got one day till you vote. A lot of people think your vote's worthless. I can't argue with their views. Nevertheless, it's our absolute stewardship. It's our duty to vote. Please do it. We'll talk about details with Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, in seconds.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally, it affects you. And they always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
And I'm telling you right now, Barack Obama literally encouraging illegal aliens to vote, ladies and gentlemen. So there's this news anchor that talks about illegal aliens voting, and here's the exchange. Listen to this.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true. Okay. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, literally saying, hey, an undocumented immigrant is a citizen. That's a lie. But then the question was asked, hey, what if this citizen votes? So are they going to come to my house and deport me, arrest me, whatever? And Barack Obama literally says, hey, it's not true. Number one, they won't come for you. And if you vote, you're a citizen. Okay, absolute lies. And then when Donald Trump mentions vote fraud, they're going, oh, there's no vote fraud. What are you talking about? The president of the United States just advocated breaking the law on multiple fronts. Wow, folks. It seems like there's nobody good to vote for anymore. Voting for the lesser of two evils is still evil, Lowell.
Thank you, Sam. That's a dilemma that voters face every election season in my life anyway. That's between a rock and a hard place every single time, and this year it's even more apparent, it's even more in your face, so to speak, particularly in the state of Utah, where most Utahns did not support Donald Trump in the primary election. Most Utahns do not support Hillary Clinton in the general, and so what do you do, right? I mean, if you only have two candidates, then voting for one of the two is just fine. But what we have instead is a first-past-the-post plurality election system. Basically, as long as you are ahead of everybody else, you win the election, even though you don't get a majority of the voters to vote for you. And so that's our current system, and it has a terrible weakness. And the weakness is that you only get to choose one candidate out of three or more. This race this year in the presidential race is amazing. I looked at a sample ballot last night, Sam, and I see 10 candidates for president. Did you know that? 10.
Yes, I know that only because I study the issue. but most don't even realize they know there's two, maybe three, maybe four. They hear about Jill Stein on occasion. They hear about Gary Johnson on occasion, but really in their minds they've been taught that it's a binary discussion, right?
Right, because the major parties benefit from your thinking that, or from most voters thinking that they only have a choice between two people. They set it up this way because it keeps them in power. And so, yeah, of these 10 candidates, there's five of them that are associated with a party. Darrell Castle, the Constitution Party, Hillary Clinton of the Democratic Party, Rocky Giordani of the Independent American Party, Gary Johnson of the Libertarian Party, and Donald Trump of the Republican Party. And then there are five candidates, and I'm listing these in alphabetical order, as you might have noticed. The five candidates who are not affiliated with any party at all: Rocky Fuente, Allison Kennedy, Evan McMullen, Monica Moorhead, and Jill Stein. And so there you have it. If you, in any election of three or more candidates, what we really need, Sam, is a preference ballot or a ranked choice ballot where voters would be able to rank the candidates in order of their preference, so that if their first preference is eliminated from the race, meaning that that candidate receives the fewest votes and is thereby eliminated, then the voter's next preference is counted. This is really, this is called ranked choice voting or preference voting, and what it does, it gives every voter a vote in the race. In other words, your vote is never wasted, and so it allows voters the freedom to vote their consciences. They can vote for the candidates they most prefer and in the order that they prefer.
And most importantly, with that kind of a ballot, then you don't have manipulations for favored status or special treatment or unique manipulations like they do in the polls either, right?
That's exactly right. Not only that, but it would yield an outcome which more accurately reflects the will of the electorate, right? Because if you get to vote for who you truly want, then the result of that particular election will be an accurate reflection of the will of the electorate. That's a really valuable piece of information as for candidates as they decide how they're going to run their campaign. Now, citizens of Maine this week, Sam, tomorrow, Tuesday, will be voting on a ranked choice voting initiative. What that means is that the citizens of Maine initiated this piece of legislation. They are the ones that put it on the ballot. The legislature refused to put it on the ballot, so the citizens ran an initiative to put this on the ballot. And if it passes, Sam, then voters would be in Maine would be allowed to rank their choice of candidates in elections for the U.S. Senate, the U.S. House, for the governor, and for the state senate and state representative races.
And Lowell Nelson will have his finger on the pulse of that and more. Tomorrow night, he'll be standing as a poll watcher broadcasting live as one of our surprise guests. I thought I'd just let this one out early. And Lowell Nelson will be with us breaking it all down from our incredible political roundtable coverage tomorrow night live, 8 to midnight Eastern, 6 to 10 Mountain Time. We'll be covering this, and Lowell will chime in from the polls, give you an update on his poll watching, give you an update on this detail in Maine, and more as the broadcast unfolds tomorrow night. Just a heads up on that, libertynewsradio.com. But whether it's the ballots needing to be fair, and we certainly need an appropriate ranked ballot, we certainly need to avoid the lesser of two evils and use a preference ballot, no doubt about it. And it's starting to gain ground as one of the great solutions. In fact, it was more that way in the early part of America, right, Lowell?
Well, I think so, Sam. I'm not sure about the early part of America, but I am glad that you mentioned where I'm going to be Tuesday night, because I would encourage all of our good listeners to be poll watchers. Or here's another idea. And that would be to go and take a random sample and do some exit polling at your polling location. And if you can do that all day long, so much the better. But if you get a truly random, meaning like every fifth person or every tenth person, where you don't, you know, look for somebody who's willing to speak for you, you actually count the people as they come out the door, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then boom, you go talk to the fifth person out the door, or the 10th person, boom, you go talk to that 10th person. That's truly a random, you know, a selection of people, and you ask them who do they vote for. And if you conduct an exit poll, you will have a very good idea of whether or not the results reported from your precinct are accurate or not, because your exit poll is probably going to be a very accurate depiction of how the voters in your polling location voted. People are pretty excited. You know, once they cast that vote, they're not unwilling to tell you how they voted. And so those are very accurate exit polls. And that is a check and a balance on the actual results that are reported.
And by the way, if you've done an exit poll and you want to chime into the broadcast tomorrow night and tell us what happens to you, would love to hear it at 866-986-NEWS. And a final point before the end of the hour. You know, why Americans cannot believe the polls. And this is an important piece because what they want to do is talk you out of voting. They kind of make the idea that Hillary's already won. Give it up. It's all a big old lie, lol. In fact, the Barack Obama telling illegals literally to vote proves the point, does it not?
They are pushing voters to do what they want them to do. They want Trump supporters to be disheartened. They want Trump supporters to believe that the election is already won by the Clinton candidate, and therefore they can just stay home. They don't need to get up off their couches and go vote because Clinton's got it in the bag. I mean, that's what they want you to believe. They have overpulled. That's what Podesta's emails revealed via the WikiLeaks, Sam. And I think you've talked about that already on the show, but I'll just emphasize the point one more time. Podesta was urging the pollsters with whom he was communicating to oversample certain demographics so that the outcome of the poll was tilted in the direction he desired, or that the campaign desired. In other words, he was urging the pollsters away from a truly random sampling of the electorate. And as I have stated on this show many times, randomness is essential to a valid, believable poll. The very fact that Podesta was urging pollsters not to use a truly random sample underscores the fact that these polls are not credible. They are not believable. They are slanted towards the liberal candidates in all cases. Therefore, we must not believe them. Sam?
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We must get out and vote. We must do exit polling. We must work out ways to work together to stand with our founding fathers on Judeo-Christian principles that created the freest, greatest country on the face of the earth. We can do it again if we turn to our roots, ladies and gentlemen. Lowell Nelson, my friend, we were able to cover all topics. Epic broadcast, to say the least. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night, my friend.
You rock, Sam. Thank you.
There he goes. Lowell Nelson, always prepared, always doing a phenomenal job. Absolutely one of the greatest advocates for liberty that I know in modern times. And we're all just doing our part, folks. It takes every one of us, and that's why we're so grateful for you. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.